Good afternoon, welcome.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Today's sermonette, The Value of a Friend, comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. And it says, two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. And if they fall, one will lift them up, his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? Though one might be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This was penned in 935 BC, and it's still relevant today, and the author is a scribe to Solomon. And may your eyes be open to see Jesus in the scriptures. No man is an island. We're not meant to be alone. Two are better than one. They can share the rewards of godly blessing, the helpfulness of a friend in time of need, a true gift from the Lord. For the one who is all alone, you might be sitting here right now and no one to help. Cry out to Jesus, confess and repent you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Turn from your sinful ways and walk the path of holiness and righteousness which Jesus shows us in the scriptures. And have faith in him alone. You will never be alone if you found Jesus Christ. And he will never leave nor forsake you. You will leave and forsake him, but he will never leave or forsake you. The earthly friend is valuable, guidance, encouragement. Friends will be there through thick and thin. Our belief and faith as believers in Jesus Christ, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken. There is strength in numbers. Jesus paid our sin debt, your sin debt, in full on the cross at Calvary. He is advocating for you in the heavenlies, even as we speak right now. Praise God. Praise God. And our triune God will endure forever. It will never be broken. The value of a friend, a relationship marked by knowledge, truth, appreciation. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversities. Consistency of a friend, working together towards a common goal. Like-minded brothers and sisters for the glory of God's kingdom. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day till now, you would have found true friends instead of what can I get from you. And you would have found a friend in Jesus if you accept that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and cry out to him. You will by no means be cast aside. A man who has friends must be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Human friends will sometimes fall short, fail at times, unreachable. All sorts of reasons. You know, mom and dad couldn't help with that promise that they said that would come through, but you know, we'll get through that. Christ's friendship, on the other hand, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Our Christ is constant, will never change, will never fail you, ever. You will fail him. If you want Jesus as a friend, and this is how much Christ loves you, greater love has none than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Jesus Christ paid for our sin debt in full, when all we deserved was damnation. He died, he was buried, and he rose, and he's seated at the right hand of glory today. He's interceding for us. And if you want Jesus to be your friend, he's going to ask of you, if you are my friend, do whatever I command you. What might that be? Whatever the Bible tells you. I had asked, how am I going to know God's will? And they said, if you read his Bible, then you'll know his will. The base rock of the character of a Christian, and this comes from Jesus' words, therefore, whoever hears the saying of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Is your foundation built on Christ's teachings, his word, or the sinful world? There is no neutrality with the Lord. For the Christian, do you have a heart of helpfulness? Do you have love in your heart? And this is a service test. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Our example is Jesus Christ. He came to serve, not to be served. Wait a minute. He came to serve, not to be served. Sorry. We are to be humble servants. Our example is Christ. We are to be selfish. We have to have a degree of humility. It is not a weakness, but a strength. It is strength. When people think you're a Christian, they think you're a coward, but that's the furthest from the truth. Don't ever try to break into my house. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, as much as I did to the one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me. The Christian can do his part in the corner of this world. Whatever is put in front of you, do it from your heart. Because we have an all-knowing and all-seeing and all-powerful God that knows everything. And he knows our intent of the heart and why we do what we do. We have been given a spirit of faith, not fear. We are to follow God's path and plan. And we are to be a light of hope in this dark world. And possibly saving a soul. Possibly. The one who is friendless, loved ones and friends you have put far from me, and my acquaintances in the darkness, friendless, loneliness. And it reminds me of the parable of the prodigal son. And I was a prodigal son, and I went down a very rocky road, but the Lord has blessed me. And I am not that person today anymore. And Jesus said this, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one would give him anything. But when he came to himself, that's when he finally had that uh-oh moment where I better do something. How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough? Will I spare and perish in hunger? And this is the moment right here. I will rise and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven and before you. And that was the greatest decision that he ever made. And I can attest to that too. When I finally cried out, I cannot do it. Lord, please help me. And I didn't even know that I was a sinner in need of a savior, but that was pointed out pretty quick. A confession of sin, a humbled sinner. We have to be humble. We can't be that egomaniac anymore. Ego is easing God out. Accepted by his earthly father. Cry out to the Lord who's in the heavenlies. Forsake sin. Jesus' precious blood cleanses past, present, and future sins. It did not stop at the cross. And it can cleanse you if you accept Jesus Christ. Our true friend, the one who will never leave nor forsake us, our unity in Christ for the believer. God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same judgments. For the blood-bought believer, we're to cut God's word straight. We're to preach the whole counsel of God. We're not to waver and be cowardly to the world. We're to speak God's word as it is. The truth has set the believer free, and it can set you too free if you accept Jesus Christ. It all starts from accepting that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, and then you went from going to hell to possibly having a home in heaven. And this is a Bible promise. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son, I want to make sure I get this right, shall not see life, but have the wrath of God abides on him. There is a two-sided coin, my friend, and the decision that you make will determine your eternal destination. For the one who rejects Jesus Christ upon his last breath, the fate of the wicked separated in torment. And if you think that Jesus is just love, and, you know, he accepts everybody, this is what Jesus says. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's in hell. God makes it so simple that my granddaughters understand this stuff. Believe upon Jesus Christ. Though one may overpower by another, two can stand. There is strength in numbers, and the Holy Spirit indwells in a blood-bought believer. That's a guarantee that the Spirit has come upon you, and it's been alluded. You know, you will walk the talk. You either grow or you go. And like Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My strength is nil. I get strength through Christ and Christ alone. Our faith, our belief, our obedience. Jesus is our only hope in this life, and we will be with him in his presence. We will see God as he is one day, according to Scripture. And a three cord is not quickly broken. For the one who calls on the name of the Lord in faith, believe that he is. Seems like everybody went in everybody's office getting, you know, stealing pieces of scriptures. But if you have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're fighting for you. Jesus is interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us through our Christian walk. Our triune God will endure forever. Our God will never fail. We must trust in the Lord. I remember somebody said, if Jesus was on a tightrope at the Niagara Falls, and I don't know if anybody's ever actually been there, but it's pretty wild, and, you know, and Jesus says, come on, Scott, get on my back. I'm going, you know. But, you know, that's what he's asking us to do. You know, that, I mean, Abraham's leaving his country in this blind faith. If anybody's sitting here hurting, broken, beaten, anything that's happening in their life, seek and search and come humbly to the cross. Confess of sin, repent, which simply means walk with the Lord. Turning from your evil, depraved ways and walking with the Lord. Jesus is waiting for you with open arms. He cares for your soul. That is a true friend. And may we just enjoy the rest of this tent revival that the Lord has blessed us with. And we'll just end in a real quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for letting us come before you, speaking your words boldly. Your truth has set us free. And if there's anybody in the midst of our hearing right now, may they just come to you, Lord, with a humble heart and know that they are precious in your sight. And all things are possible through Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.